The atomic bomb, also known as the nuclear weapon, is one of the most distinctive, devastating, and controversial technological inventions in human history. Born out of a need to end the catastrophic events of World War II, it continues to have significant implications in various facets of contemporary society, such as global politics, warfare strategies, science, and technology. The journey to the development of atomic bombs began with the discovery of uranium's radioactive behavior and subsequent findings in nuclear physics. It was in 1896 when Antoine Henri Becquerel discovered radioactivity in uranium while conducting experiments in phosphorescence. Following Becquerel's discovery, Pierre and Marie Curie discovered radium and polonium, further propelling our understanding and ushering in the atomic age. At the dawn of the 20th century, theory gradually turned into a potential reality when Germany-born Albert Einstein proposed his revolutionary theory of relativity in 1905. Notably, it introduced the world to the equation E equals mc squared, highlighting that mass could be converted into energy. This laid the theoretical groundwork for nuclear fission, where scientists thought to harness the energy produced by splitting atoms. The scientific community's hypothesis was confirmed when Lise Meitner, Fritz Strassmann, and Otto Hahn's collaborative work in Germany proved the feasibility of nuclear fission in 1938. This groundbreaking discovery eventually triggered the nuclear race, especially with the impending dread of World War II. The advent of World War II saw global powers pursuing nuclear weapons. America was no stranger to these advancements, and this led to the initiation of the Manhattan Project in 1942. Organized by Robert Oppenheimer, and supported by a group of dedicated scientists from around the world, the project marked a significant milestone in harnessing nuclear energy for the purpose of warfare. The central goal of the Manhattan Project was to develop a bomb powered by nuclear fission before their adversaries, particularly the Nazis, developed theirs. This project saw numerous experiments conducted, resulting in two types of bombs, fundamentally based on the isotopes of uranium-235 and plutonium-239. On July 16, 1945, the efforts of the Manhattan Project came to success when the first atomic bomb, codenamed Trinity, exploded successfully in New Mexico, drawing the world into a new era. A few weeks later, the world witnessed the devastating effects of these atomic bombs when the U.S. dropped Little Boy and Fat Man on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, respectively, effectively ending World War II. The bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki led to an unprecedented devastation that saw the death of over 200,000 people, nearly half dying instantly due to the blasts and the remaining perishing due to radiation and injuries. The scale of human destruction and long-term health effects form the backdrop of the ethical debates about nuclear weapons to date. Following World War II, the world entered the nuclear age, characterized by an escalating arms race between the U.S. and the USSR during the Cold War era. A growing number of nations sought to develop their nuclear arsenals, invoking fear of a nuclear war. This led to various strategic arms limitation treaties to curb the proliferation of nuclear weapons. In essence, the atomic bomb, a monument to human ingenuity, also stands as a symbol of mass destruction. It embodies advances in scientific knowledge while exposing our capacity for self-destruction, laying bare the moral and ethical dilemmas of technological progress. From a historical perspective, the atomic bomb hasn't just reshaped warfare and international relations. It has driven us to question the very essence of human nature and our inclination towards peace or conflict.